This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to develop Solu Khumbu as a tourism hub. CPN UML and CPN Maoist Center Central Committee meeting scheduled for today. KP Sharma Oli and Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to present political reports in the capacity of party chairpersons. And U.S. President Joe Biden plans to send $8 billion arms shipment to Israel. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government was committed to developing tourist attractions in Solu Khumbu. In his address at the opening ceremony of Nim Dorji Sherpa Tourism Road held at Khumbu Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality 2 Surke, the Prime Minister said that the development infrastructure will be improved in Solu Khumbu. Prime Minister Oli said that cooperation between the province and the federal government will continue for the upgradation of tourism roads. Expressing belief that further development works in Khumbu, the birthplace of world-renowned adventurers like national luminary Pasang Lamu Sherpa and Tenzing Norgay Sherpa, will lead to a tourist destination, the Prime Minister added that the government will leave no stone unturned for the development of the district. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML is set to commence today. Party Chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli will present the political report in the meeting that will begin at 11 a.m. at Party's central office in Chasal of Lalitpur. Party Vice Chairperson Surendra Pandey has informed that the preparations have been made to provide each member with about 3 minutes. At the beginning of the meeting, Chairperson Oli will brief about the latest national political situation. Central members and commission chiefs will also participate in the meeting. The UML Secretariat meeting on the 18th December had approved the political report to be presented at the Central Committee meeting. This is the first Central Committee meeting after the government was formed under the leadership of Chairperson Oli. Meanwhile, the CPN Maoist Center's Central Committee meeting is also set to begin at 1 p.m. today at the party central office in Peri Stada. Party Vice Chairperson and Spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota informed that the political and organizational report to be presented by Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda will be discussed in the meeting. In the beginning of the meeting, Chair Dahal is set to brief about the latest political situation and the floor will be open for discussion. A census of water birds started simultaneously at lakes, rivers, ponds, water bodies and wetland sites throughout the country yesterday. The census is conducted from the first Saturday in January every year, which will be conducted until the 19th of January this year. Senior ornithologist with the Nepalese Ornithological Union and Wetlands International Nepal Coordinator for Water Bird Census, Lakshman Prasad Paudyal, said that the survey is being carried out for collecting information on the status of the number, species and habitat of water birds. 63,900 water birds of 79 species were recorded at 84 sub-regions in 18 major wetland regions in the water bird census carried out in the country in 2024. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala is addressing the UK Parliament on the 13th of January. According to Koirala's private secretariat, leader Koirala is scheduled to address the UK Parliament amidst a special program. The program would be attended by Parliamentary Under Secretary of State at the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office in UK, Catherine West, Parliamentary Under Secretary of State, Department for Business and Trade, Gareth Thomas, as well as other British parliamentarians. Leader Koirala is leaving for the UK on the 9th of January at the invitation of lawmakers Catherine and Thomas. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has stressed the need for amending constitution with consensus of all. During the meeting with party cadres at Bardibas of Mahottari district yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Singh reminded that the incumbent government was formed with the consensus of amending the constitution. He pointed out the need of holding enough discussion with all party representing in the parliament for constitution amendment. Speaking on a different note, Minister Singh has said that the Land-Related Problem Resolution Commission would work in a speedy manner to address the issues of the landless and squatters. At a program in Bagmati of Chandrapur Municipality 1 in Rautarhat District yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said the commission will work to ensure result to address the challenges of the landless citizens as this was a national issue. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has said the entire cooperative sector has been defamed due to wrongdoings of a few cooperatives. Addressing the 14th Annual General Assembly of Sustainable Tourism Cooperatives in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung shared that an audience designed to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives had been recently issued to operate the cooperatives in a systematic way. The communication minister mentioned that the audience had the provision of forming National Cooperative Regulatory Authority to regulate the cooperatives and to make them transparent and effective. The China Film Day is being organized in Kathmandu on the 9th of January in a bid to foster cultural relations between Nepal and China. The first ever China Film Day is being held at Chaya Center in Tamil. It has been shared that the event aims to strengthen cinematic and cultural ties between the two nations, fostering collaboration in storytelling and film production. The event would be jointly organized by the China Film Administration, the Chinese Embassy in Nepal, the China Film Archive and the Nepal Film and Cultural Academy. Chairperson of the Madhesi Commission, Vijay Kumar Datta, says the judicial committees at local level need activism and effectiveness to ensure constitutionally guaranteed rights to citizens. During a training of trainers program organized by the Madhesi Commission in Janakpur Dham yesterday, Chairperson Datta said the judicial committees should be capable to resolve the disputes surfaced at local levels. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international update. The U.S. Department of State has notified Congress of a planned $8 billion arms sale to Israel. According to the BBC, the weapons consignment, which needs approval from House and Senate committees, includes missiles, shells and other munitions. The move comes just over a fortnight before President Joe Biden leaves office. Washington has rejected calls to suspend military backing for Israel because of the number of civilians killed during the war in Gaza. In August, the U.S. approved the sale of $20 billion in fighter jets and other military equipment to Israel. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. At present, there is a normal influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to develop Solukhumbu as a tourism hub. CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Center Central Committee meetings scheduled for today. K.P. Sharma Oli and Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to present political reports in the capacity of party chairpersons. And U.S. President Joe Biden plans to send $8 billion arms shipment to Israel. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.